Hey Steve, how are you?
Okay.
Sound
Doing good.
coming in loud and clear?
Yeah, really good.
Okay, thank you. Today's date is July 4th, 2010. It's about 11:13 p.m. We're just gonna go and do a test run on this interview. If it works, we'll keep it. If not, we'll just scrap it, okay?
Okay, well, we're gonna do the Skype. My battery's probably gonna go dead here pretty, like maybe 10, 15 minutes, unless we do the Skype.
Let's go directly through here, and when we just get disconnected, we'll go to Skype, okay?
Oh, okay. That'll work.
All right. So, anyways, Steve, first of all, there's so much I want to say. First of all, tell me, how did you get interested in the international dating scene? I mean, what exactly? I don't know whether I know you contacted me through Winston Wu, but tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'd say it started early for me since,
Okay.
probably since my college days. Of course, I'm 42 now,
Okay.
but I got interested in Asian women. And it occurred just, going out at a young age, going to the nightclubs or bars. That's what a singles guy do, when you're younger. And I noticed how the Asian women at these places just had a lot of self-respect. They didn't have their tongues down guys' throats every night, and they always dressed feminine. They
Right.
weren't so loud and obnoxious. They're very refined and well-behaved, and I was impressed by that early on. And of
Right.
course, I like the Asian look, so early on, I saw a difference early on.
Right.
So for the most part, I dated Asian girls, but then I didn't really discover actual true going overseas. Of course, I stuck locally with the Asian girls, here where I'm at,
Okay.
the U.S. But I finally, I guess, about 7 years ago, made what I call my first trip outside the U.S., which is the Philippines.
Right.
And wow, I was blown away. It was the first time I said, when I saw how the Filipinos were, I'm like, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for all my life. They're
Now,
so.
when you went to the Philippines, the biggest thing that you noticed amongst the people there, especially the women, was the social barrier was lifted, because when you go out to an all like I used like to use this analogy. If you go to a stadium filled with 80,000 people, they all are cheering on the same team. It doesn't mean we're all friends. Everybody's got their own cliques, but the girls seem to embrace you. Is that correct?
Yes, well, I noticed that with everybody. Everybody's, it's just, you feel the easiness in the air. I mean, you can talk to anybody. There isn't that barrier. There
Right.
isn't that, how dare you approach me, or that fearful, who are you trying to talk to me? Of course, that's just gone. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And the girls are, and the main thing I liked over there, the girls are humble. For me, that melts my heart. I see a humble,
Right.
a girl that has some humility. Even the best looking girls, the hottest girls, I mean, you'd think, they're just so humble and open and receptive. They appreciate a compliment. It's just, it's a total different thing. It's just very humble people. The girls are very much that way,
Yeah, and that's a far cry from these girls in America that are 150 pounds overweight. You try to get a date with them, and they still blow you off. I mean, I got so much to ask you, but the thing that I kind of think is that most America, this is a very taboo subject we're talking about, and Winston has pointed this out, and I've said it, that if admitting that there's a problem with the social or dating scene, you might as well be the most vicious anti-Semite, because that's how controversial it is, you know?
Well, especially if you start talking about the differences between, I mean, it's one thing to talk about the different social scene, but when you're talking about differences between foreign women and Western or American women, I mean, come on, you're gonna, the guy, I find the guys are very open to discussing it. The American guys, you don't even know the differences. You haven't been overseas much, but they're cool about it. But the women really freak out. I mean, you
Well,
can't do
yeah,
it.
it because it because when I don't know if you ever seen my video I did called The Pussy Renaissance is Coming to an End, but I was very vocal in that. I was like, I did it over 2 years ago, so it kind of like I was just kind of spewing at the top of the lungs. But one thing I did mention in the video, I said, you American women, or you women, know you're doing this to men, and I stand strongly by that. I think American women know that they're apple cart could be very easily destroyed if men wake up to this stuff. But I don't think most men will. I think most men will continue to play the dating game and just hope for the best.
No, I agree with that. But I will tell you one thing. I would say 75, at least 75% of the guys, like this, when I talk to coworkers or people, wherever I meet the guys, and this subject comes up, like when I tell them, oh, yeah, I've got a girlfriend from such and such country, whatever, the subject comes up. And when we start discussing the subject, most guys agree with it. I mean, these guys aren't willing necessarily to go so far as looking to meet a girl online from another country to go overseas. But I find that most American guys already know this. They see it.
Because they instinctively know it. Even if they deny it, they instinctively know it's true. And you cannot deny the fact that there's so many lonely guys walking by themselves out there. And, you know, in America, you almost never see a woman walking by herself unless she is hideously unattractive. And in that case, she's still got some guys she probably can find. This mating ritual in America is so out of whack, it's not funny. Go ahead.
I was saying there's so many guys. I mean, I have my closest friends are going through the same thing. And, you know, especially the older guy is, because when you're younger, you're in school, you go to college, and the younger guys don't have as much of a problem, I think, because they got more.
I disagree with you, but I'll tell you why. You mentioned something in the letter you sent. You said that America's a great place if you just want to mess around when you're young. But I'm finding out that through a lot of the letters I get, there are a lot of guys, average-looking guys in their early to mid-20s that are still striking out because the dating game is that 80-20 rule where 80% of the women are chasing 20% of the men or less. And so I don't even think for a sexual purposes America's a great scene. I mean, I think that if you want to get either romance or sex, you're better off going somewhere else.
Well, no, that's definitely true. But what I'll add to what you're saying, I know what you're saying there, but I've noticed that guys, when they're young, they'll sleep with anything. If I know most guys.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that you're right. You're not going to – It doesn't mean you're going to get an attractive woman. Of course, the most attractive woman, yes. These guys, no matter how young they are, they're striking out for the most part. But guys, when they're young, a lot of them don't care. They'll just be with anybody. They don't want to settle down. Yeah, they're just having sex.
This is a problem. I interviewed a guy from New York. I interviewed a guy from New York City about a year ago, and he said that he felt that the problem with these ugly women being so stuck up is that even good-looking young guys are screwing these girls, building up their self-esteem. So when these girls have started to drive on a Cadillac, they don't want to go back to driving a Honda. You know, and so this thing is so out of like. But I don't care how you look at it. In America, it's so out of whack. So tell me the experience. You go to when did you go to the Philippines, and like what were the circumstances? Did you go solo? Did you go with a group or what?
Well, no, I went with a friend of mine, and, you know, I've been like 6 times so far. I originally went to Angeles City because, you know, I like the fact it's pretty cool. There's a lot of foreigners. People from all over the world congregate there. It's a really fun place to be for that, you know, of course, for the girls especially. It's more of a, you know, go-go bar type town, you know, where there's this, you know how that is. So, but that's what initially drew me there. But once I discovered, when I went there and discovered how sweet and humble and how feminine the women are and how they just got great values, family, closeness, just great things, it blew me away. And I went back several more times and had a fiance, a couple fiancés that didn't work out, and that's a whole other story for a different time. But anyways, that's basically what I did. And it was just an amazing experience, and it's hard to describe. You got to go there to really get a good feel.
I would say that if you're an average-looking guy in America, it's almost impossible to not find a woman. Am I correct?
Oh, definitely. Oh, my God. I mean, let me tell you this real quick. There were several times when I walked into one of the bars with, you know, there in Angeles City, me and my buddy did, and I swear to God, I am not going to lie to you, I'm about to tell you, but several occasions when me and my friend walked in, and we're average, you know, we're decent, good-looking guys, but we're not Mr. GQ or anything like that. But the girls, you know, all 6 or 10 of them that were up on the bar doing their go-go routine, dancing, whatever they do, they fell to their knees and screamed when we walked in. It happened to me at least 2 times.
And they weren't looking for free drinks, or they were just telling you how attractive they are. Could you have slept with any of them if you wanted to?
Oh, well, of course. I mean,
but you're not the type of person. I'm not like looking to quote. This is another thing American women love to do. You just want to get laid, you know, but yet they it's just like they think that every guy that just wants to get laid, but that's not necessarily true.
Oh, of course, no. For me, I mean, gosh, I mean, I'm looking for somebody who's got some real sincere, feeling. Sex for me without emotion, some guys can have sex without emotion. For me, it's different. I don't want to sleep with a woman unless I know she really likes
Now,
me.
how many years ago did you do this Philippines in the last couple of years?
It's been about 3 years since I've been there, which was a big trip. But, like I said, I mean, any guy, I mean, mostly, I mean, it doesn't matter. The foreign girls don't care so much how you look. You don't got to be cut, cute. They're not into that stuff. I mean, the foreign girls are really into your spirit, your soul. I mean, they look at you, and are you a nice guy? Are you respectful to them? I mean, the things that they admire and like are so different. I mean, there are guys there that are overweight, older. Most of the guys running around there, vacationing there or live there, they're overweight. A lot of them, I say most of them, balding. I mean, the kind of guys that American women would just think, oh, my God, you know.
And they can get girlfriends.
Yeah, these girls don't care about that. They're hardwired differently than the
Isn't it? I don't understand. I mean, this matrix we live in is a very brutal thing, Steve, because, I mean, I'm trying so hard to believe. I mean, I'm almost thinking – I'm almost afraid, and I said this in that interview. By the – what did you think – just let me interrupt myself a second. What did you think of that interview I did with David and Winston? Did you think it was pretty good?
Oh, really good. Actually, David, boy, that guy, he has a lot of knowledge. He's interesting to listen to.
Yeah, he's a treasure trove of knowledge. I got more audio stuff I've done with him. He's basically told me, he goes, the other day we were talking, and he said, Steve, I want you to be quiet about how you dislike American women. And he says, I want you to just make plans to get over here. He goes, why do you need to keep repeating the same thing, how bad American women are? And he's right. He goes, we've already determined what's wrong with America or what's wrong with the dating and whatnot. Now it's time for you to move on to the next step, which is what I'm doing.
Oh, well, sure. That's a great idea. Now, one thing I want to say that something that's popped in my mind, I'll make it clear that, for me personally, and this, I don't know about how you guys think, but for me, I don't think, of course, all American women have issues. I mean, girls from midtown, small western towns, or country girls. I can go in a country bar, and it's a whole lot better than what you find in the cities,
Right.
There's a lot of, I would say, I would gander to guess that girls, like whether in church or country girls, the nicer kind of girls, there's maybe 20% of American women out there that, for me personally, that I would say, I could marry those girls. I mean, they're good, they're similar values, similar demeanor and everything.
Yeah, but the pickings are very limited because me and you are both 40. I'll be 40 this year in October. I'm 39 now. And the pickings get smaller because at my age, no 25-year-old girl who's had one boyfriend is going to date a guy like me. And no way, no how. Even 45-year-old women are stuck up. They're getting plastic surgery. Now, I've seen in the past, I have worked with women, or I've seen women that are in their 40s, and they're going to the bar slutting it up. And there's no doubt about it that even if I chose to settle for a woman my age or older, it would still be a long shot to get anything consistent.
Not to mention, I mean, they're age sensitive. Yeah, there's another subject. American women are very age sensitive. Just look at American dating sites, Match.com. They usually go about 4 years higher than their own age. So you're fighting that in the first place.
Right, you are.
And they got kids, most of them got kids already. If you're a guy that wants your own family, your own kids, you're ready to settle down. Yeah, I mean, you're going to find most of these women that are going to be willing to date you at 40, 42, have already got kids and been, the baggage type thing. And lastly, there's most of them, as we know, 70% of America is overweight. If you're a guy that likes decently thin women, height, weight, proportionate, oh, man, when you get into, people, men and women, they get into the 30s, starting early 30s, it gets even worse. So,
if a guy – go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's tough. I mean, even if everything else is good, if you like thin women, you got a serious problem because the thin women have it made. You got no chance.
Yeah, but even I'm finding out that even if I I've really lowered my standards at times, and I've, seen a girl that maybe shows mild attraction to me. Maybe she might be seem curious, and I'll start to make the moves and say, yeah, how you doing? I think you're real nice. Or I'm finding out that even fat women have lots of options. I mean, you don't even see a fat girl that doesn't have a boyfriend unless she chooses not to. And if she does have a boyfriend, usually it's a skinny boyfriend. The dating scene is so it's 180 degrees lopsided for men. I don't see any possibility. Now, I've talked to my mother, my brother, my sister about it. They all think I'm crazy. but I'm going to have to prove them wrong that going overseas is the best thing to do, because they just don't want to hear about it. They flat out think it's for losers. And, you know, they think, and here's another thing that Winston has said, and I think you'll agree with this. You notice how when you complain about the, you're not allowed to complain, it's always your fault. It's yep. your fault that you can't, like if I go out in public, people say, well, you got to get out and be social. Well, I go out and socialize, but people don't allow you in their clique. If people aren't going to allow you to get into their clique, then how am I not doing my job being social? You know, people are very cliquish in America. I don't care. 50,000 people at a sold-out game rooting on the same team, they're still in their own little cliques. That's it.
Well, you can't approach. I mean, for the most part, maybe not in every case, but for the most part, it's really tough to get in. I mean, you can't really approach a girl at a sports game or wherever you're at. If you're a stranger, they don't know you, it's tough. That's just
And to add insult to injury, it's not that they freak out. Some of them do. Sometimes they just like look that they're like, yeah, whatever. And they just keep looking forward. It's almost like they've been like programmed like robots to just kind of like become so jaded. And I just don't even know if these girls have souls anymore. I mean, it's like, I wonder if these are just holograms of my imagination, because I can't even believe that they're even human.
Yeah. Well, they don't need men in this country. In America, women
don't need men.
They don't need men.
No, absolutely. Well,
go ahead, yeah.
No, keep continuing. I like hearing what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get that feeling that, yeah, they're just, I would say, insincerity. You know, they don't need men. You get that feeling that you're just climbing up a 10-foot wall just for them to have any sincere interest in for who you really are. And they also look at you like, oh, you're just another guy. You know, all guys at these clubs, because where you go to single scenes, you know, even at sports games, you're usually meeting girls in the bar at the sports place, or you know, most guys are at a nightclub or a bar to meet people, unless they go to singles at group at church. But basically, you're looked upon as just a guy who's trying to hit on you. You're just a guy that's trying to, you know, pick up the woman. It's almost like they assume the worst. You're just another guy.
You're a total burden to them. But when you go to the Philippines. Now, did you ever try to find meaningful work? And I want to, my whole intention, see, for a living, I'm an instructor at a trade school. That's what I do. Okay. I'll be honest. I'll tell you, I teach all several subjects in the trades, but, I would like to find meaningful work overseas so that I can have this dating life, or at least a social life where I can, if I have a girlfriend, I don't have to worry about if she breaks up with me. I want to have options. Now, sure. The whole point is that did you look for work overseas to possibly make it a viable – I mean, what were you thinking about doing?
No, for me, I'm not really interested in that. I'm too much of a wuss. I don't adapt to third-world country environments like some
guys. Okay. All right. I understand.
But you know, I didn't really look into that. And, my goal, I mean, at 42 and still single, you know, I'm ready to settle down, have a family. And, you know, so for me, I just want to find the right girl and start a life here where I have a good job.
Why do you think – let me ask a question. And I was out with a male buddy of mine today. And, of course, it's a typical thing, a guy with a girl. I mean, this is one thing it's always makes me think I'm the one who's the lunatic, is you always see a guy with a girl. So – how do you look at this scenario every time you go out in public and see a guy with a girl, a guy with a girl, a guy with a girl? How do you know that it's not you that's got the problem and not society? What sort of basis do you use to judge this? Because I ask myself this all the time. Why is this guy got this girl but not me?
I'm not sure what you're asking there.
The question really is why is it that – how do you just – okay, you're obviously in a minority of guys that's hit this point where you said, oh, I'm going to go overseas and find a woman. But
right.
Are there more guys out there like yourself that are doing this and just keeping it a secret because – or is it becoming more mainstream? Because
I got you. Yeah, I mean, like we talked about earlier, most guys don't think very well outside the box. They believe a lot of the stereotypes anyways about foreign girls, which is another subject, but – I think most of them are in their comfort zone. They're in their comfort zone, and they just think that's too – I think there's too many stereotypes about that.
Right.
So, you know, but it is becoming more mainstream. There's more and more guys doing it. According to the USCIS, I mean, if you look at the stats, there's just more and more guys doing it. I think it's doubled since the early 1990s, the number of guys doing this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think basically guys are too much in their comfort zone, and they choose – most guys – that are having a hard time, which is most American men probably in their upper 30s, early 40s, this is choosing to remain single and miserable and unhappy.
And you know what the typical excuse I hear from guys that will admit they're single? I don't have time for women. My life's too busy. That's not true. That's their self-defense mechanism of saying women reject me all the time, and I have it's a convenient excuse to make it look like you don't need women. But in reality, I think, why lie to yourself? You do want a woman.
Let me tell you something. Just go look at any Plenty of Fish or any dating message boards where people talk about the subject, you will see, this is why I'm so passionate about it, you will see so many threads. I mean, it's so common where guys are complaining or whining about how they can't meet women on these websites, nobody responds to them, how miserable they are. Oh, I'm a nice guy. And they are. I mean, they seem like great guys. You look at the profile, there's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
But they're complaining. It's an epidemic out there.
Yeah.
And so
I like the word epidemic. I believe this is an epidemic. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is an epidemic. And I start looking at this and knowing what I've discovered, how sweet, how feminine these girls are, how loving, how nurturing foreign ladies are, and thinking, what are these guys doing? I mean, they'd rather be still stay single and miserable and unhappy or settle for an overweight woman or whatever it is. You know, I don't understand it, and that's why I'm trying to, myself, I want to help get the message out. And here's the next thing I want to talk about real quick. The reason why a lot of these guys aren't willing to think outside the box to find love is because they believe the stereotypes that, oh, they just want a green card. They just want your money.
Yes, and you want to know something?
Yep.
Did you know that probably 80 to 90% of the women do not want to leave their country? Most
right.
of these Ukrainian, Russian women have very good careers, families, jobs. They're healthy. They eat well. Their countries are beautiful places to live. That is the biggest lying stereotype there is that they just want to come to America.
That's what I'm trying to share with guys. That's why I'm talking to you now. And that's why I'm getting on some of these dating boards and telling these guys, go look at the UC, like the U.S. Citizen Immigration Services. You can look it up. Google it. There's a study. They did a study on these women that are coming overseas to marry American men. And they asked the woman, and this was a study, by the way, well, they asked them, why is it that you married an American guy or a Western guy, Australia, wherever they married these guys? And the key point that the woman responded, they didn't mention economic reasons. Okay, they mentioned the reason they mentioned, which is true, which you guys, all of us guys need to understand, is that a lot of the men in their own country are abusive, they cheat, they mess around, they gamble the money away. This is not uncommon. You got to look at the abuse rates in other countries. And Americans are taller. You know, women like taller men, of course. You know, everybody knows that.
If you marry a Russian or Ukrainian woman, I'm only 5'8". I'm not really tall, but I think that might be a factor with Oriental women for sure.
I'm thinking in terms of at least for the Oriental women. But in general, with all these women, there's a perception. It said in the USCI study, true or not, is a perception that the foreign men treat their women better, especially Americans. Westerns have a good reputation for treating women well. They don't as much cheat on them like they do in other countries.
You know what? And I think that everything is so bass ackwards here. But that's a good point you make there. And you know, but so you got into this, and you were not familiar with Winston Wu. Is that correct?
That is correct. I just found out about his website. I just happened to come across it by accident.
Okay. What about the message board? I wanted to point this out. Is this such a subject that if you bring it up on message boards, they may even block you off there?
Yeah, you got to be careful how far you go into it, especially if you mention it too much. That you will.
Well, what exactly is it? You get a bunch of feminazis on there that say, "Oh, you just want to get laid," and they want to refer to these women as high class whores, but that nothing could be further from the truth.
Right. I mean, usually the men, of course, you'd be shocked. I mean, like I told you, most of the men out there agree. I mean, I'll post, we'll discuss it, and I'll make my post. And some of these women are even shocked. Some women have posted, "Wow, I didn't know so many men believe this way." I mean, the men are cool with it. And most of them are complaining about the materialism and everything and how the women are and the difference, you know, as far as how the American women tend to be and all that stuff. But the women get upset. They're the ones that might, if you go too far into it, they do a complaint, mark your thread, and you got to be careful how far what you say, you know. But if I may, I wanted to, this is real critical, something I wanted to cover real briefly that we also hinted upon as far as the stereotypes. I got one more to mention before we move on because I think it's critical. I've got one example for the guys out there who would even potentially believe these stereotypes about women just want a better life. You know, they would come here for economics or material reasons, whatever. Let me cover one example for you. If somebody were to come to you, Steve, and say, well, I'll triple your salary. Let's say if you're making $40,000 a year, and they said, we'll pay you $300,000 a year, but you have to move to Kuwait or Saudi Arabia or one of these, and this one into an example here, and this is equivalent to a foreign girl that would marry an American guy and come to their country, right? An equivalent example. I would say most of you guys, if somebody offered to quadruple your salary, would say no. And I'm guessing the reason is you got your needs met. You got food, you got shelter, you love your country, you don't want to leave your family, you don't want to miss your sports games, whatever, things that you're used to in America. I mean, do you think I'd be right that, I mean, that most guys would probably turn that down?
Yeah, I would say they would, but how is this analogy with the women?
The analogy is that, like, when you give this example, in the same way, I mean, one thing I missed here to mention, part of the examples I'm going into is part of the deal was that you'd have to live in that Kuwait or Saudi Arabia mm-hmm. for a year. And you could only come back and visit America maybe once a year for a week. But you had to live there 15 or 20 years, and they'd pay you $400,000, $500,000 a year. I think most guys wouldn't do it. The comparison is that why would you – I mean, wouldn't you think for these foreign girls, you know, why would you think – I mean, I think it would be the same thing as what I'm saying. Do you see where I'm heading with this? I mean, they wouldn't want to leave their family. I mean, people say, "Oh, they want."
No, no. I agree with what you're saying, and that the idea is that most of them don't want to leave their families. But
I mean, it's not about money. It's not about them wanting more material things. Come to America, have a better life. It's not about that. Just like you wouldn't move, they wouldn't want to move for even if they could get a lot more money or better material things.
In fact, David was telling me that if you want to go to Saudi Arabia, you probably could get a tax-free job for $74,000 a year. But I don't think I want to spend a year of my life. I make a little more than half that already, and I don't want to spend a year in Saudi Arabia because, first of all, in Saudi Arabia, I'm not going to be getting any women there. I mean, that you're going to be living in a compound with barbed wire, and you're going to be living a very restricted life. You can't date the girls there. So there's a moot point in even going there. But I find that the Philippines – God, it's almost like you're a rock star on tour, you know, when you're an American guy and you're halfway decent.
Totally. But that example I just gave is something I think is critical and very important.
Yes.
And just as you wouldn't do it, these foreign girls don't want to leave their family just because they think they have more material. They don't think like we do. Those material things or more better economic life is not going to pull them away. They only do it if they love the guy. You know, that's
right. I see what you're saying. That makes sense. What was the other critical thing you wanted to get into after this? You said something.
I think that was the main thing. The critical. I mean, overall, what I'm getting at is that the guys in the States need to understand that these stereotypes about wanting a green card or wanting to come to America for a better material life is just total bunk and bogus. And the example I provided, it's the same way. Just like you guys wouldn't want to move to Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or whatever, you know, because you're fed, you have shelter, and you like your life here in the States. Same thing for these girls. So the stereotypes are just that. Stereotypes.
Focus. Okay. Now, next question we get into. This guy you were mentioning in the email you sent me, you were telling me about how this woman kind of get uppity or she heard you guys talking. Do you think that woman's I guess you might as well just tell the story. What exactly happened? This woman overheard you talking about your foreign bride or something or your soon-to-be bride?
Yes, this is funny. As I mentioned in the email, this happened just last week, and me and my friend were absolutely shocked that she said this. But when I brought it up, you know, I mentioned about my fiance that I have, overseas and everything, and she goes, oh, you're one of those guys, huh? You think we're too materialistic and too demanding, and blah, blah, blah. And she went through all these things that we're talking about in this interview now, okay? And me and my friend, we looked at each other with eyes wide open, like, oh my God, how would she know, you know? So, of course, I played along, and I didn't want to stir up the hornet's nest by admitting to it and getting into the argument details, whatever. She was fun to talk to, wanted to keep things pleasant. So I didn't really confirm or deny, but I did joke with her. Oh, she did tell me. She goes, oh, well, how much did you pay for her? Or I guess you bought her, right? And I said, yeah, I went along, played along. I said, yeah, she was on sale. Got her on layaway, 0% financing, just totally joking along with her. And I also told her, I said, plus, my lady respects me, and she's willing to walk six paces behind me too. You know, just totally joking. We had a good laugh and let it be, you know. But, you know, yes. I mean, the point being is that they realize, I think, to me, right. That proves more and more women that realize that a lot of guys and you know what's going on. So
yeah, well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to jump onto a subject: the pickup artist community. I was a victim of it. I never spent a lot of money on it. I bought some used material off a guy who got sick of it, and it didn't work out. It was the Ross Jeffries stuff. What overall do you think that the pickup artist industry is all about? Do you think that these guys are charlatans? Do you think that this is all because there's a need for it? And it's giving men who have no social life a little bit of hope, even though it's all in vain.
Well, you know, exactly. I mean, there is a need for it. You know, I can't speak for other Western countries, but of course, we all know in the States that this is a big thing. I mean, you've got to have game, you got to have be certain social skills, whatever it is,
right,
for you know, most American women to be interested in you. I mean, there's a certain element of that in our culture.
Right.
And of course, you know, you don't see that with, you don't hear of that with in Latin or Asian countries for sure.
Right. Having game is the equivalent of, you know, I don't believe in game. I think that it's very clearly women do judge you by your looks and your social status, mainly looks, and maybe small amount of gold diggers. But I feel that the PUA community has about all but used up every resource it can at this point. I could put them to shame. I could, if I were to at a David DeAngelo or Carlos Zumo convention, I could bust it up and tell them, look, the problem with the American dating and scene is women don't need men. And, you know, when I by the way, me and you are close to the same age, so one thing we remember is the reference point. In the 1980s, women were still sweet and friendly. They were not feminized like they are today. And you could still get dates with girls, I remember. Even if you were unpopular, you could still get dates. These women in this last 15 years have become militarized and feminized to the point of bashing men. And so I just feel that the PUA picked up exactly around 15 years ago, like the late 90s or mid to late 90s, like around that time when this stuff started to really hit the fan. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I really can't say per se. I may have not paid as much attention to it as you have, but I wouldn't doubt that. You know, we all know what it's like compared to what it was in the 50s. You know, when women were still feminine. You know,
right.
So I think that could probably be very well true. It's an accelerating trend. I would say that I'd have to agree with one thing. I've never seen. You know, I've been going to the bars, nightclubs as a single guy all my life. You know, I'm 42 now. And I would say that it has gotten worse because I haven't seen so many stuck up women. As far as you approach them, some of them will ignore you, like how dare you talk to me, or I'm too good for you, or they'll be acting all lesbian with the girls because they.
Yeah, I had that happen. The last time I approached a woman at a bar was 2 years ago, and I said something about I think you're cute, and she goes, I'm here with my lesbian friend, and I knew right away she was just saying get the hell away from me because.
Oh. Yeah, totally. And my one of my best friend buddies just told me this actually happened last night, believe it or not. He was just talking to a girl, actually just trying to be friendly, hanging out. She's standing next to her table. And he just said, oh, you look great. How do you keep yourself so fit? You know, just a normal, like, compliment type thing. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't acting weird or anything. And she goes, my boyfriend's going to be back, so... You know, like, so don't talk to me, you know? And he was just shocked. This happened to him. I mean, it's just such a I don't know, militaristic or just an antagonizing.
It's a go to hell. You're not attractive. But I bet you if she would have found your friend attractive, even if she had a boyfriend, she would have still talked with him and probably slipped him her number. No, I really feel that women in America have such a contempt for men. It's not funny. And another thing I think, too, the problem with – and this goes outside of feminism. The ratio of men to women is too great. There are too many available men versus women. I mean, the ratio is just so lopsided, too. It doesn't seem like there's enough women to go around. But you go to these third world countries like the Philippines, and they're just loaded with – I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, you notice it on the online dating sites. I mean, most men are bitching on these message boards how they don't get responses. I've done the online dating. You know, I've tried it several times over the years. I could send 50 emails And the girls don't even have to be real hot, even just decent looking. And I might get, if I'm lucky, one response out of 50 or 70 emails.
Oh, there's yeah.
And especially, it's worse on the dating boards, on the internet dating yeah. site, even far worse.
Yeah, it's a sausage party is what it is. And most bars are sausage parties. You know, this dating thing, I'm surprised. You know what's amazing, though, that this has never become a mainstream issue in the media. Like, it's never exploded into a kind – like, this is a crisis, I feel. It's a real major crisis, and nobody wants to address it. So I'm glad the two of us are addressing it.
Exactly. And I will tell you something. This is amazing. But I have noticed, I guess, you know, like in the last – 2, 3, 4 years, it just seems like more and more people know somebody who went overseas for love and marriage. I've been going to, whether it's an office get-together, social function, mm-hmm. or just like this girl the other night, you know. I mean, it's like people are becoming more aware of it, though. I mean, what are the odds that I meet a girl who said what she said to me? Oh, you're one of those guys. They know their shit stinks. A lot of them are starting to see it. And they're getting very antagonized about it. They don't like it, obviously, but it's happening. I mean, I got in my job, there's an office across from me where there's two ladies. They're not like best friends, but they sit in the same office. They both know somebody. One of them is somebody in their family who went overseas, and the other girl has a friend of a friend that knew. I mean, I can't tell you how much more common. Everywhere I go, oh, I know somebody who did that. Oh, yeah, somebody in my family did that. It's becoming it's increasing. I mean, more and more
it's
guys.
Increasing, and it's and I, but it doesn't seem like YouTube. Like when I look at a guy like Winston Wu, you would think he'd have 10,000 subscribers. Some, you know, what upsets me with YouTube? A pastor farts in a church, 500,000 views in 2 days. A guy like Winston Wu puts up a video about social disconnectedness in America, and he'll be lucky to get 100 hits on it in a week, you know, or 2 weeks or whatever. I think that Americans are. I really believe Americans really are. This is, I believe people know people, but I don't think it's, first of all, I don't really care if most men become aware of this. In fact, I just want to hog them for myself at this point.
Well, you know, this is, everybody's living it, like we talked about earlier, in their little box in the U.S. matrix. They don't go yeah. outside of the matrix. They don't know. The problem is that they just don't know. That's why you're not going to get a lot of people interested in the subject. You know, these guys are lonely, frustrated, especially I think the problems, like we talked about, is worse the older a guy gets, the more difficult.
The more cynical he gets and the more laid back. Now, for example, I got a guy that's been responding to my videos whose name I won't mention. You probably could look at my comment section and figure it out.
Yeah.
But this guy has been responding to my videos, and he's in his mid to late 40s, and he's like, oh, I've already given up on these women. Screw them. I've got my good paying job and my hobbies. I don't need this, and my libido's not, you know, what it used to be anyways. And I thought, you know, that's a sad state of affairs when a guy tries to justify, well, I'm not interested anymore. And, you know, I think he ought to just say he's still young enough. I mean, crazy, he could do it in his 60s and 70s, go overseas and find a good woman and bring her back or live over there. So I think it's sad when people hit that point where they try to justify, well, you know, I don't need a woman. I'm already in my mid-40s. No, that's the time where you need to start saying, hey, look, I've spent all these years single. I need to make a change, and that's where they need to do it.
And I hope, you know, for me, if I can even just reach out to a handful of guys, it's so important. I mean, I truly want to get the word out for some of these guys who are frustrated. I've been there. I know what it's like. Even I'm actually a decent, good-looking guy.
Still get the shit from American women. Average fat women probably would still turn you down. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, and so I know the more guys I can, you know, tell them about, hey, you really – I tell them the message boards. I tell these people, I said, look, it's your own fault if you're not willing to at least take a peek, take a look, get on the international dating site, make a few friends, and before you know it, you'll fall in love with one of these sweethearts. Now, the other thing is foreign girls, here's something we didn't cover. They – oh, my God, they like older guys. I mean – for them, ten to 15 years older is in the prime zone of what they want. It's different than American girls who want younger guys.
Right, because when you look at these expat guys in their 60s that are sitting on a bar stool, they really still get a lot of social interaction with these young girls. And they're not as – they're gray and they're scruffy and they're fat. But, you know, the thing is that they're not as prejudiced. And these are guys that would be, like, considered bums in America, and yet they're having the social life of their life, you know, social, you know, have a good time.
And that's what these guys don't realize. Again, it's these stereotypes a lot of American men think about the foreign ladies that's just keeping them, I think, from giving it serious thought. But,
right.
Like, I mean, these girls, they'll go up to 10 to 20 years older than themselves. They're, what they like in men is so opposite of what American woman likes in a man.
You know, let me tell you something. I'm talking to a Filipino woman right now.
Sure.
And I've talked to her, and she's 25, and she goes, "Oh, you were so cute," because we did webcam. She goes, "You look like little girl." She goes, "You got angelic face," and she's already. And let me tell you how different the dating thing is. She likes me. She's attractive, but she thinks that she goes, "Well, listen, if you don't find me attractive, I will sit. You won't hurt my feelings. I'll just, you know, set you up with my friend." So they're already humble enough to say, "Look, it may not work out." She's more or less making me feel like I'm in the driver's seat. Now, I don't like to feel that way. I don't like to be like in control like that, but I feel so. How much my value is going to be when I go over there versus just in this lousy, sexually repressed American, you just want to get laid society.
Oh, yeah. This is so, and the girls just assume that about you here versus over there. They're just so humble and sweet. Your example is perfect. And another thing I'll say, if you look at a foreign girl's dating profile, let's say you go to one of these international dating sites online, and most of these foreign girls, especially in the Philippines, it's very typical in their profile that they'll say, looking for a guy who will accept me for who I am, humbleness. And whereas you look at American women's dating site, not only will you have a minimum income requirement, 60,000, 70,000 a year, American women, but real clear, most of them, not all of them, but most of them will have a high income requirement as part of the deal. But they'll have a list of demands, a list of requirements, must love pets, must love the travel.
Yeah, but even those demands don't mean anything. That's just a way of saying I'm so high maintenance, because even if a guy met all those standards, if he wasn't attractive, he's out the door. That's just a big smokescreen as far as I'm concerned. That must love this doesn't mean shit. It's just another way of an American woman saying, ha ha, I got all these options and you better, you know, kiss my foot, you know?
Yep. But just the overall summary is that I get a sense of, wow, look at all these demands and sense of entitlement.
Exactly.
Versus a foreign girl looking for a man who will accept me for who I am. And this is a girl who could be an accountant, an engineer, a nurse. Doesn't
yes, and very she- attractive. I mean, it's just, it is so, yeah, it is so amazing. And then, there's this whole dating thing is, well, we already know what it is. We just need to get down there. So was it expensive, your trip to the Philippines, when you went there? Did you spend a lot of money, or how much did it cost you to live there?
You're looking at a coach airfare, probably $1,100. You search hard enough, maybe $900,000.
Which is reasonable. I spent that going to run the Boston Marathon this year, so I wasn't upset with that.
Yeah, so it's very affordable. Food's cheap, of course, hotels, you know, $25-$30 a night.
That's cheap. Oh, $30 a night. Oh yeah, I could swing that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's it's affordable. It's just a matter of guys are willing to think outside the box and put an end to their misery, put an end to the horrible options, the dating options that's here in the States.
Yeah. I think, is there a point at which when you leave the Philippines or any country like Peru, when you see the contrast that you're so depressed coming back to the States as regarding the social scene?
Yes, definitely. I noticed
because
that.
Because there's just no way I'm going to be able to walk up to a girl in the States after I get all – oh, by the way, this will debunk the confidence thing. Let's say you live in this and this will prove that the PUAs are full of crap. If you lived in the Philippines for 1 year and you were getting girls galore and you moved back to the States, you'd have a lot of confidence, right? But the confidence wouldn't change the dating scene. You'd just be an ugly guy with confidence. That's all.
No, exactly. It wouldn't change. It wouldn't change a darn thing. And you know, it's like Wu has Winston. I mean, on his Happier Abroad website, you just read all the testimonials how foreign men talk about what it was like to live in the States for a few years, how they've lost their confidence because women treated them like they're a criminal, just trying to approach them, or just they just
constantly
self-esteem destruction to a certain extent. Approaching American women, And they talk about that. A lot of foreigners will talk about that. It's on Wu's site. So,
how did we ever get to the point? David D'Angelo tried to use this thing that I thought might have been true, but I think more of it's a cultural thing. But he's saying that the reason why a lot of guys physically fear walking up to a woman they don't know is because they fear the threat of physical violence from some jealous guy. But if that's the case, then why is it not that way when you go to another country? I am convinced now, and I do change my opinions from time to time. I used to think that, but now I think that it is a cultural thing that we live in a matrix. That here's what happens when you live in a matrix: you become a part. It's called there's a name called a meme. MEME. Are you familiar with that term, meme?
No, I've never heard of that.
The term meme is kind of like a psychological. It's kind of like if everybody starts to think a certain way in a, like, let's say you live in the South and everybody says, "I love the government. My granddad died for my freedom." And everybody starts to think like that. It becomes like a meme. It becomes like an energy that the government can do no wrong. I'm just using that as a stereotype example. Now, sure. A meme when it comes to approaching women is we all have this trepidation that we're a burden, because if we approach a woman and she doesn't like it, we start to immediately feel uncomfortable that, oh, my God, I should have never even done that. So I think that the culture we're living in creates the fear of approaching a woman, not because I'm afraid her big, jealous boyfriend will beat the crap out of me.
We all learn eventually how it is here. A lot of women will just flat out, not politely, but often humiliate you in the way that they do turn you down. You know, there's a polite way to do it versus a rude way.
Right.
Unfortunately, most when you go out to the single scenes, especially any bars or clubs, is where most men go for the single scene. It's especially bad in those situations.
But even whether you're in the bar scene or the at a ball game and you approach a woman that you find attractive, you almost feel like you're being a burden, especially.
Yeah.
And it's so I want to get out of this culture because I feel it's a lost cause. I've done everything in my power. 2 years ago, I was going to the bookstore 3 days a week, and I was approaching and talking to as many women. And I did get some positive don't get me wrong, I ran into some 40-something-year-old women that were married, that were pushing their body, and it was very clearly, obviously, were attracted to me, but of course they were married, so you really couldn't get further with it. And for the most part, it became a burden. It was hit and miss. It was trying to, you know, and then I felt like I asked like a couple of girls, "Hey, would you like to grab coffee? Because, you know, there's a coffee store." "No, that's okay either. I'm not interested." And then I all of a sudden just started feeling uncomfortable, and I wanted to get out of the store, and I said, "Steve, stop. Okay, so you asked her for coffee. She doesn't want to. Just don't humiliate yourself." So I kept walking around and slowly, but it was a moot point. And then I had one girl I met, and this drove me nuts. This pissed me off. This girl, I saw her outside talking to her friend, and we started talking, and she gave me her number. Now, she said, "I kind of have a boyfriend." I called her up a week later, and she wouldn't respond. And then one time, I finally decided to leave a voicemail on her voicemail. I says, "Well, I just want you to know I'm going to call you whenever." And she texts me back. She goes, "Don't you fucking call me ever again." She goes, "I'm not interested. I got a boyfriend." And this girl just, like, it was like the difference between night and day. And this, of course, doesn't permeate my mind, but this is just an example of the kind of attitude that American women have, or attitude that they have toward men, that if they don't like you, it's get the hell away from me. I want nothing to do with you.
Oh, man, that's spot on. I mean, you could.
Yes, but they have the word contempt is the perfect word for what women think of American men that they have no attraction for. I interviewed a real cynical guy named Scott. He was only in his early 20s. He says that if women don't find you attractive, they don't even want – they wish you would just die. Now, that's extreme, but I sometimes wonder, he might be right. Maybe they do want you to – they just want you to go away.
It's just some kind of feeling, a sense of contempt. You know, it's just – it's amazing, and it just doesn't exist overseas from my own experience and what I've read too. And Wu's Happier Abroad website talks about that, you know. So you got a very strong point there. And, you know, if I could bring up another thing that just came to my mind, you know, I came across this article. It's a really neat article. It said, why I will take a Filipina anytime. I don't know if you heard of that, Steve.
No, but I'd like to hear about it. Go ahead. Tell me. Shoot.
Some brief examples real quick that summarizes a lot of what we talked about, and I'll try to go through it briefly. I love this because this really so summarizes it so well. It says, on important decisions, the Western woman, you idiot, why didn't you do it my way? Filipina, up to you. This doesn't mean it's up to you. It means please tell me why you're doing this, then I will tell you how I feel. After receiving a gift, Western woman, thanks, while instantly comparing it to the version owned by her most ostentatious friend. Filipino, thanks, but you really didn't need to do this. On Wednesday night sex, Western woman, touch me and I'm calling the cops. Filipina, sure, why not? On shopping, Westernized woman, I just have to have that Vuitton purse, Tiffany bracelet. Filipina, I wonder if I can find a first-class copy. And two more, on financial setbacks, Western woman, so what are you going to do about it? Filipina, maybe I can get some overtime to help out. Lastly, and this is hilarious, on exploded home appliance, Western woman, I told you not to buy that cheap thing. Filipina, dead silence, the Filipina is hiding. But just some people might think that this is a little exaggerated, but it gets the point across, and I think most men know what I'm talking about.
I think they do, especially if they know somebody that's married a Filipina, but I think you're right on the money. There's the contemptuous attitude that we have in a society. I mean, I'll tell you something. Oh, I wanted to bring up the George Sudini case. I did an interview with that guy named Scott. I may repost the audio file. I'll give you the link for the George Sudini interview. Do you remember the guy back in early August of 2009 last year that shot up those that LA Fitness gym in Pittsburgh?
No, don't recall.
There was a guy. There was a lonely guy who was going to these pickup artist seminars. He was a very successful guy. He had slight Asperger's, but by the way, if you have Asperger's, they don't even see that in you if you're overseas. But he had a little bit of, maybe a human connection problems. But he was very successful. He had over $250,000 estate. He made good money. He was into computers, but he couldn't get a woman to save his life. And he wasn't ugly, but he wasn't really good looking either. I was thinking he was more or less than average looking. Anyways, to make a long story short, he kept a diary of this, and he was going to these seminars. He's trying to change his life around, and finally he just let go and he couldn't take it anymore. And he wrote in his diary, and it was very haunting because I think this is typically of what goes on with a lot of guys who haven't dated in years. He says, I can't believe that there's 25, 30 million women within a certain age group that cannot find me attractive. He goes, and, he went on to say that, he felt so lonely and disconnected. And I think he just lost it. But you can look his name on the internet up. It's George Sudini. But I felt bad because if he would have discovered Winston Wu's website and he had enough money to go overseas, which he did, he was loaded. He had a nice house. He had a car. He was definitely – he could have gone overseas and gone from being a reject to a rock star overnight. Oh. And it's sad that – I wish I could build a time machine, look his number up in the book and call him and say, look, before you go crazy, listen to what's going on. Because this guy was a tortured soul. It was all because he couldn't get a woman. And I believe there are thousands of men who feel the same way this guy felt.
Hey, look, I don't have a whole lot of close friends because I believe in having, I'm not one of these guys that's like 20 or 30 guy friends. I have like three or four real close friends, and all of them are experiencing the same thing that we're talking about. And those are just a few guys that I know, my closest friends.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, I've explained to him how different the foreign ladies. I've been showing him stuff and telling him how different it is, and he agrees. It took him like about a year or two, and he's like, Steve, more and more. He's like, Steve, God, you're right. I'm seeing what you're talking about now, and it is an epidemic, and like I said,
it's the biggest crisis. I would say that it's more taboo than being a neo-Nazi, a famous actor that's a neo-Nazi. It's so taboo that it doesn't even get mentioned that this crisis that men are going through, this dating crisis, is epidemic proportion. But they're keeping a lid on it because they want men to keep buying expensive things, thinking they'll get a woman.
I can't argue with that. I agree.
And this George Sudini was a perfect example of a guy who was in his mid to late 40s. He was a tortured soul. More people sympathize with him. They says, well, those women that he shot, and I don't advocate what he did, but they says that they probably were disconnected women. And one guy wrote, and they were showing the video of the shooting scene on TV. And there was one of those girls from the gym walking by, and somebody commented, they says, I knew that girl that was in the back because she was the biggest slut. So, you know, a lot of these girls, by the time they've hit their 40s, they have slept around with so many guys.
Yes.
But, you know, it's like you want to feel sorry for women, but they have really – they have really brought this situation as a culture or as a socioeconomic group. Women have this insensitivity has brought this upon themselves. I hate to say it, but it's the price you pay when if you treat a person bad enough long enough, they're gonna break. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh man, you've hit it right on the head. I totally would agree with that, and I see what you're saying. I mean, that's what happens, and that's what is happening, because I told you, I'm seeing the trend. Everybody knows somebody now who's gone overseas given up and said, screw this. Why am I putting up with this insensitivity and insincerity?
And just be confident. Mothers, and the fact of the matter is that mothers can't give their sons any more advice. You know, my mother years ago would say, don't worry, the right one will come along. Now she just doesn't even say that anymore. When I talk to my mother, I'll say, you know, I'll tell her about the dating scene. And she'll be like, well, I went to a work party or something not too long ago, and I brought a girl with me, and she's clinging on to this girl like she's the only girl that's going to be available and you better get her now. And I thought to myself, Mom, why do I have to just settle for one particular girl? Okay, because you saw me with one girl. And I thought, this is insane, because it's more or less that's her way of saying that, yes, Steve, now you've got somebody. You better grab it before it runs away. You know, well, why not have options? Options are better than having one girl, because if that one girl flakes out on you, Then you're basically left holding your dick in your hand, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally. And that is what happens though a lot. I mean, we talked about, look at the divorce rate that skyrocketed. The divorce rate used to be much lower back in the early 60s and the 50s and the 40s. Now America, along with Canada, the Western nations, have the highest divorce rates in the world.
Right.
Compared to these other countries, like Latin and Asia countries, where they're just very low divorce rates. But
right.
That's exactly right. I've gotten to the point, Steve, where, to be honest with you, in general, I'm not going to say it's about all of the American women, but I find it hard to trust that a relationship, a marriage.
Yes, because even if a woman, like when guys say, oh, you generalize, even if a woman is a very committed woman in a relationship, do you realize the danger that she has the option to say, fuck you, and just dump you tomorrow? You realize how shocking, and by the way, this does happen.
It happens all the time. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, right?
I know who she is, yeah.
She talked about this on a radio show. She was specifically referring actually to American women, not just both men and women. She said American women, and she'll be a straight shooter when she has to be, popular or not. She said that American women will have a tendency to wake up one day and just say, I don't love you anymore.
Yes, and once they do that, what options does the American guy have? See, it would be nice if the woman that woke up and said, I don't love you anymore, gave the guy, well, I'm going to divorce you, but I'm going to give you 30 options. But no, he's left with no options. Now, when you take the woman, she's got all the options. I mean, you realize that how volatile of a state that really is. Yes, she might be a sweet girl, but 10 years of marriage or 8 years of marriage, and boom, she decides she wants to screw the guy down the street, and you're left, like I said, with your dick in your hand, and you don't. I mean, and that really makes a guy feel like, oh my God, I can't. What am I going to do after that? You know.
And they're very – here's the thing, though. They're very vindictive. I find there's a tendency for – because I've seen both sides. Because I've dated a lot of mostly Asians here in the States that were born –
Yeah, but how do you date Asians in the States? Because, I mean, I haven't even been able to date any Asians, because I don't know. Maybe they don't live in the Cleveland area. But where do – you really don't have dating options when you're in the States, do you?
Well, what do you mean in regards to –
Did you say I've dated Asian women in the States? You have dated
– either.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, I lost you. I don't know what it's like elsewhere, but you know, here in Dallas, I'm able to find. I can go out to. You kind of know where the Asians. There's a lot of Asians here, and you know kind of where they tend to migrate, which single scenes, clubs, and bars. Mm-hmm. So, And there's back when, especially when I was a little bit younger, there was a lot of Asian girls that came from the foreign country, or they were born overseas, and they still have their good values that the parents taught them. So I was able to have those options. And what I'm getting at, and all this is leading up to, is that I was able to observe the differences. And what I'm getting at is I find that a lot of, when I hear about these divorces in America, a lot of the Western women can be very vindictive. I mean, they come after you. They want, you know, like I know some Asian girls who have been through a divorce or had out of wedlock child, whatever. And I find that they it's weird. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I'm a believer in child support, okay? But they really, they're not vindictive and come after the guy compared to a Western woman. They'll look, I can raise my child on my own. Their family helps them, whatever. They take what you can give them, but they're not demanding as far as in a divorce, a child support issue. They don't come after you like this crazy, like, you know. They're just a little more, you know what I'm getting at? I can't put it in the words, but I find that they're just less vindictive in those situations, and they're not going to try to take the guy to court or have him, you know, whatever, pursue these things. I found that most of them, especially with child support issues, right, are like, I take whatever he's willing to give me, but if not, I don't care, you know.
Right, exactly. I think you're right on the money, and I think if this trend is it is gaining momentum, but it's at a very low. rate, because Winston Wu is almost treated like this redheaded stepchild. I mean, he's I think it's great that people like him are waking people up. So what's the step that guys need to do, basically? Just get off their butts and just, quote, like as Nike says, just do it?
Basically so. I mean, really, that's
make
that's
plans. Cool. You know, you have to plan, but you want to just get out there, go for 2 to 3 weeks to the Philippines, see if you like it. And if you really like it, then do it and make it happen.
Or Latin America too. Of course, it's close to the States, but either
way.
Yeah,
you better learn to speak Spanish if you go there, because they don't speak the English very well, you know.
That's true. That's where the Philippines has the edge, because pretty much everybody speaks English. They love America there. Yeah. I consider the Philippines a second America.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking of foreign brides, what about South America? Are there places where they like white men, American men too? Or, I mean, like, what are the places that I almost could surely get women wanting to treat me like a, you know, like a mini celebrity, like where I go out there and I, you know, women are just dying to meet. But what is a good country in South America?
You know what? I haven't really traveled to those countries, but I've done a lot of reading. I'm always on the internet reading about.
But you're dating a Peruvian girl now, though, right?
Yes, I am, and I've only been up there a couple times. But I haven't been to. I mean, I've stayed at my hotel with my girl. You know what I mean? I haven't really gone out and about. But if the guys, let's put it this way, if all the guys who are listening to us talk here, if you guys would just get on the internet and just Google this stuff, like the guys' trick reports from going overseas to singles bar scenes, heck, you didn't get on the international sex guy. There's a bunch of those on the internet. You know, it doesn't mean you want to, you know, see what the sex scene is like, but you get the idea from what guys report happens to them when they go there. And it's very similar from what I've read. It doesn't matter what country, pick a country South America, it's a similar, very pretty much the same experience as when you go to the Philippines, as far as the women. I mean, where guys that go to these countries are a novelty, okay?
Yes,
and
right.
For whatever reason, foreigners are really valued, and I guess there's not many foreigners that go down there, I guess, or Americans. So it's probably, that could be part of it. But like we talked about, though, they know, I think the other part of it, they know Americans are very good husbands, treat the women so much better than the local men. You look at Peru, for example, it has the highest domestic or the second highest domestic violence rate in the world, for example. So, you know, like my girl, she had a fiance before who suddenly just started treating her terrible, yelling, like a lot of shouting, yelling, and that's not uncommon now. It's called machismo. It's called machismo. And these women, you know, they know Americans aren't into, quote, machismo as far as how they treat their women, you know. So, again, that's a big part of why we are attractive besides being a novelty.
Right. So, that's true. And you know, I told Winston? Winston said, Winston always has his doubts about certain parts of the world. And you know, I said, Winston, no matter where you go, the dating scene could never be as the dating scene or the mating scene is so bad here in America that it could only get better anywhere you go. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Totally true. You know what? My friend went to England. I haven't been there, but he was amazed. He was like, wow, when I went to England, the girls were so open and talkative and they're interested in talking to me. I mean, in the States, you know, like he says in the States, I'm nobody. You know, it's like we also, I mean, we're basically nobody in the States. You can go to any bar, club, whatever, yeah. and it's like we talked about, we've already talked about how hard it is here. You go yeah. over other places like England, and it's even though England's a Western part of the Western country.
Yeah, but I hear that a lot of British guys are caught in the dating scene, too, where they say that British women are shooting down for bad boys, too. So how do you adjust to, is it because maybe because you're an American and they find it fascinating to hear an American or New York accent?
Well, I don't know. You know what? I agree with one thing. I've seen a lot of British guys that will talk similar about what we're talking about. Like I had to have similar experiences, right. but I can't explain it. My friend just said that when he was in I guess it was in London, he was amazed at how much more open the girls were open. They didn't, and I don't know if it's because they knew he was American or what, but even there, it's, to your point, even there, it seems to be better than here, apparently. I don't know, but it's not to the degree of Philippines or South America, you know. One other thing, if I might, we were talking about earlier, as far as we're talking about guys just getting out there and doing it, I personally recommend, I mean, it's good to just get a feel going to these countries for a vacation or whatever, but I also recommend to the guys, try getting online to some of these international dating sites, line up a few ladies, or you might find one special girl that strikes your attention, whatever, try to line up some girls to meet that can, I mean, because some, you can just...
Oh, yeah, let me interrupt you there. You can have fluent conversations in their language. Go to www.translate.google.com and you can pick the language, and every time you type in, you can cut and paste it or whatever. They make programs that'll do it direct.
Oh, but you can Google that and find these programs. They do an excellent job.
Yes, well, there's programs now that already translate for you, translation software, and where you type right in English and it spits it out in Cyrillic or Arabic or whatever you're communicating in. So now I know why these Russian and Ukrainian women, none of them speak English. By the way, my nationality is Ukrainian. And David already told me that I have a very good opportunity to meet Ukrainian women because of that. So all I need to do is learn the language. I probably could do that. But, I mean, these foreign women, you see women that look like Donald Trump's girlfriend that are just average girls working in a dime store or something or 7-Eleven.
It's everywhere. They're all gorgeous. They're all thin, and most of them are sexy. I don't know. It's just amazing difference.
And they wear I tell you, those Ukrainian girls with the lipstick on, they look like, and they're just walking casually. They're wearing shorts and lipstick. They look absolutely gorgeous, and this is just like they want to be pretty when they go out, and they put these American women to shame. Get a fat woman with bad acne working at the local store. Hey, can I go out on a date with you? No, I got a boyfriend. You know, these this is just the difference. I hope there's a revolution. I hope there's a male backlash to this feminazism that's just permeating the United States.
Well, and I think there is, based on my experiences and how I'm coming across more and more people who have witnessed this going on, and more and more women are seeing this, like that girl I met the other night. I believe it is happening. And you know, one more thing I wanted to mention before we got off on another tangent. And you're talking about the language and the translator and all that. Look, I found that on these international dating sites, any of them, that there's a lot of South American girls, Brazil, Peru, whatever, that do speak English. Okay.
Right.
It's more common than a Russian or Ukraine.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. One guy was saying that he says that if you go to Russia or Ukraine, don't expect them to know English, because it's a myth that everybody – you know how in the movies how the woman – they always find some young girl that conveniently speaks perfect English. But you're saying in like Peru, there's a lot of women that do actually speak it very well?
No, when I was there, no. But online, on the international dating sites, whatever, LatinCupid.com, Amigos, whatever, all these dating sites, this Google one, it's not hard. For some reason, the women that are on these international-oriented dating sites, I find that 75% of them speak decent enough English, surprisingly.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's not hard. Going to South America, it's not that hard. You can get on the internet, arrange to meet some girls on your trip, or I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think most guys get online and talk to some of these girls. There's such a breath of fresh air compared to the Western attitude. Right. You know, you're probably going to already fall in love with one before you go down there. I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. They're just gorgeous. I've got to do this. I talked to David after the conversation we had the other day.
Yep.
I said, David, I says, I'm getting a break in about 8 weeks. I'm not gonna, they're not going to need me for the first couple weeks of the, so I'm going to take my vacation time for 2 weeks and I'm heading to the Philippines. I'm going to do this. I'm going to build field reports, keep a diary, keep an audio. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because, it's going to be like Steven Winston's Great Adventure or something. Maybe Winston will be there, maybe he won't, but I would like to have him there only because I think it would be good to kind of document this with the man, you know,
I think the Philippines is the best choice,
for starters anyways, you know. I don't want to become one of these international playboys, but I really, if I could find a job in the Philippines teaching in the trades or teaching English and making $1,000 a month or whatever and living meekly, I could do it. I would like to make eventually more money. But the last thing I want to do is spend 2 years in Saudi Arabia with my dick in my hand because I'm making $70,000 a year after, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a possibility, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree. And going back to this whole subject that we're here for, I just would make it clear that we're talking, I think, on all these subjects we're talking about in generalities, okay? Again, I'll be the first one to tell you that I do not think that all Western women are the ways we've been talking about tonight. It's not about being vindictful or negative or whatever, you know. It's about helping guys who are having troubles, and
I think I wish women would respect that. If any women listening to this have a boyfriend or they're committed, that's fine. But you got to understand that there's guys like me, Steve, and this other Steve I'm talking to, and people like Winston, and there's millions of guys, as far as I'm concerned, that are really tired of this. Of this scene and being treated like this. We're tired of going out to 4th of July celebrations, seeing other guys with a girl. And then when we're told why we don't have a girl, it's your fault, which it isn't. It's the social scene because you go up to talk to strangers. They don't want anything to do with you. And I don't have a leper sores all over me or anything. Exactly. I just think that we have a culture and I am willing to step out of this awful matrix that we live in. I really think this matrix has done most heterosexual men a disservice. And I blame it on feminism, and I blame it on television and the media. Everything has just come crashing down, and we have the power to overcome it.
We do, and that's what got. And like I said, I think the biggest obstacle to these guys that are lonely or having a tough time, which is a lot of guys, the biggest obstacle is these stereotypes. And guys, you don't realize how wrong these stereotypes are. It's nothing like what you hear.
Right, it is. Now, I'm going to probably close this interview out. You know what we can do? I'm going to let you listen to this before I upload it, but I wanted to say one thing. What recommendation would you give any guys? What's the first step? I mean, what does a guy need to do? He's, of course, got to have a little money saved, but should there be fear involved in making the decision to just get the hell out of the country for a couple weeks and check it out for themselves?
No, obviously not. I mean, this could be something that could change your life, which it has ours, which is why you and I are here tonight.
Right, and if there's anybody that's ever thought about doing what George Sodini did, and you've got maybe severe Asperger's, but you're intelligent, you can hold a job, don't do it. Don't let the system get to you, because George Sodini got to the point where he didn't know what we're telling you, that not all women act like heterosexual, feminized, feminazi American women do, that you don't need to become a George Sodini and blast up a bunch of women, because there are beautiful women by the tens of hundreds of millions that are outside this awful thing we call the femisphere.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And these women are not only, almost all of them are hot and beautiful, thin, whatever, which is I think what most men tend to like, as far as looks isn't everything, obviously, but they got both the looks and the inside, the good heart. They appreciate whatever you can do for them. They're just appreciative and humble. And it blew my mind when I went to the Philippines. And, you know, it's shocking. It's amazing. I never knew it. It's incredible.
You know what? The girl that I'm talking to on the phone right now, she's 25. We've Skyped back and forth a couple times. You know what she said her concern is? She wants to eventually be able to buy her or help buy her parents and her brother a house or whatever. I mean, I look at that. They're family oriented. This girl.
Family oriented. Yeah.
Yeah. Family oriented. They're not like, well, I'm an individual. I don't look for other people. No, the time of being a narcissistic individual has got to come to an end. We need, as guys, to, first of all, we need to give ourselves a cyber hug and emotionally bond. This is another thing guys are ashamed to do. Mm-hmm. We need to emotionally bond and say, hey, brother, you're not the only one. I'm on your side. And
exactly.
that's what I'm doing with the Roller Steve show. I am getting guys and interviewing brave people like you, Steve, to get out there, tell who you are, and tell your story. And we're just going to keep. We're on a mission. These videos aren't going to get the kind of pop, the views that the preacher that farted in church gets on or YouTube with 580,000 views. I mean, that's how degenerate Americans have become. But there's going to be a small cadre, a minority, that is going to say enough is enough, and we're going to do something about it.
Yeah, and every even if it's just a few guys that we can help, you know, open their eyes a little bit, it's achieved our goal. It's worthwhile. And what you mentioned real quick about the girl you're talking about wants to buy her family a house, whatever, that it's so opposite of what you tend to find attitude-wise here. I think with most of
the typical girl today wants her parents to buy it, and she doesn't want anything to do with them. No, there's no doubt. Spoil the child, spare the rod, spoil the child. These people have a much different value system than we do.
Right.
Oh, one last thing. These women don't sleep around a lot, too. If guys think they're going to get laid over there that easy, they're wrong. Most of these girls that I've talked to, most of the girls that I've not talked to, I've only chatted with this one, but this one girl said something interesting to me. She goes, we sometimes go, she goes, I went to the, to a strip bar one time, I was so, you know, like in other words, I'm not even aware of what's going on. And she goes, I wanted to see, I was so curious as to what this was all about. They're very ostracized from the prostitution scene. So people think, oh, go over there. All these women are sexually loose. They're not. Most of them are virgins or have only had one or two boyfriends in their life.
Well, yeah. And of course, my experience, of course, I went to Angeles City, which is where the go-go bars are. That's why for me, I even mentioned that, it's not.
It's a big city, but in a smaller towns like Cebu, from what I've heard, there's more marriage-minded women.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These are the kind of women that are going to rub your back. Even if you go to the Philippines and don't get sex once, I guarantee you'll find a girl that'll massage you from head to toe and give you a back rub. Something that one last thing, I got a confession to make. I went to a massotherapist a couple times, a female, for the sole purpose of having a woman be able to rub me down and give me a massage. It felt great because I'm a runner, but it also felt good to have a woman give me a massage, which is something no woman would give me the time of day if I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I agree. I hear you, what you're saying there. And what I wanted to fit in too, going back again to the girl you're talking about, I wanted to buy a home for her parents. My fiance in Peru, you just wouldn't believe this. She talks to her father every night. I mean, I'd be chatting her on Yahoo chat every time there's an interruption, almost every night. She talks to her father every night, and she's so close to him. And she's close to her whole family, her mom too, but it's endearing. It's one thing
that's endearing. They have better values, much, much better values than these asinine parents that have these stupid yuppies. You know, I'll tell you, I blame this disconnectedness. This started in the late 60s, all these flower children morphed into these narcissistic yuppies of the 80s. We love Reagan, maximum minimum prison sentences for drug users. They did a total 180 on their values. Then they became disconnected, materialistic yuppies. Now the children of these people, the Generation Y, now they get to reap the benefits that they sow reap the rewards that they sow. Now these kids don't want anything to do with their parents. It's just disgusting.
Oh, put them in nursing homes. Foreign people will take care of the parents. They'll live with them, bring them in their home or whatever. But here we have a tendency to just put them in the nursing home, forget about them. I mean, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
That's one example. But no, exactly, 100%. The family values are just incredible.
Right.
Narcissism is one word that
it runs rampant in our society. But you know what? I'm gonna jet out of here now because I gotta hit the hay. But today actually technically is the July 5th now, 2010. It's still the 4th on your end. It's 12:31 a.m. July 5th, 2010. But Steve, we're gonna do more future interviews. Okay.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. This has been my
If you
first.
come up with any, if you have any interesting stories to tell me, shoot me emails. Like, go out there in public and tell people. I want to hear their reactions because you've been one of the most interesting interviewees I've had so far.
Well, I feel like I've stumbled a little bit in some areas, but it's my
oh,
first.
Well, listen, I stutter. I stumble too, but off-the-cuff interviews are really the best. Man, we can cover so much ground.
Right.
And you've been a great host. I'm going to give you the upload link first. You can listen to this, and then we'll put it up. Okay?
Sounds good.
And you have a good one. And I'm out of here. Bye bye.